Welcome to You Can Turn This Around, the podcast. I'm your host, Lazara Canton. I am here to explore with you the connection between personal development and spiritual growth. The joining point where the human experience of growth meets soul evolution. Pushing ourselves to become the best version of us, coming into our true essence and power.
I'd like to share something with you today, a very unique and special experience that happened to me just a few days ago as my family and I arrived here in Spain. And I've written a piece on it that I'll share and then discuss. And so, we arrived late last night after a full week with many twists and turns. We arrived to a beautifully clean and welcoming Spain home with a slight leak in the kitchen ceiling. Too much rain in La Santa Semana, they said. I recognised that feeling of being unsafe, the fear. It's been my welcoming companion to Spain ever since that fateful day in August 1987. Last year, before my Spain visit, my beautiful guide and mentor, Natalie, suggested that it was time to release, to let go. Allow your dad to help you to finally let go. This trip could be really significant for you, she guided. Except that it wasn't. I was still too clouded with pain to see or feel what needed to be released. This time I'm ready. It's been building for weeks. Last night, as I fell into the comfort of our Spain home bed, surrounded by ghosts of the past, I asked my dad for help. I asked him directly this time for guidance. I fell into a deep and restful sleep, the best I've had in weeks. I woke this morning after our usual chaotic start of attempting to unpack and entertain an impatient yet adorable little princess. We finally made it to the beach. As Simon and Santi played in the surf, I lay in the relentless Costa sunshine and realised just how relentless the tension in my tummy had been. Another constant companion since that day. In 1987, I thought. Then I remembered I'd asked my dad for help, and I asked again. This time I asked my dad, my abuela, my abuelo, my Spanish ancestors, my guides, please help me. I kept it simple. The sun immediately began to feel warm and comforting. The breeze fresh, supportive. The familiar feeling, almost voice, came to me. This is your land, your home, mi hija. We're here for you, and you're always held in love. Something like this. I've not gotten used to translating feelings from the other side. How will I know for sure? My mind asked. You will shortly receive a gift of a heart in your hand. The reply, this time in English, was crystal clear. Accompanied by an image of a heart being placed into my left hand. I began to cry, for I felt it to be true. I heard Santi running toward me and I sat up and wiped away the tears from underneath my glasses. Look, Mommy, she cuddled into me, showing me her tiny little hands. What is it? I said. I'm making a shape with my hands, she said proudly. What shape is it? I asked. It's a heart shape, she said, and it's for you. As she pressed her little heart-shaped hands into my left hand. And I felt the magnitude and the beauty of that moment. Only moments earlier, I had been told by my ancestors, by my guides, that I was supported in love and that they were going to show me a sign. Little did I know that the sign was going to show up so fully and so quickly. It's one of these moments in my life where I almost think, is this real? But then I'm guided by how amazing it felt to have that experience on the beach with Santia. Still a little bit tired, a little bit unsure. But when that happened, I realised just how special this life is. I realised just how special and supported that I am. There wasn't a sign or sign required. This sign was crystal clear and it was there in my left hand. And throughout that day, it just kept building and building. So about an hour later, I heard this little dog barking. I think it was a Pomeranian, a beautiful little fluffy thing. And I looked over at it and it just came running towards me and started to jump up onto me and wanted to give me a kiss. It was trying to lick my face. And by the way, I don't normally attract dogs. I've never really been a dog person. But recently I've felt a real strong pull towards them, their aura, their beauty, their love. And this little dog, in the moment that it was bounding up on top of me, trying to lick my face, which Santia was absolutely loving, I could feel this really strong, powerful feeling of love when I was holding this little fluffy dog. I could almost see and feel this really strong aura, this really strong feeling of being held. So whilst I was holding this little dog, it felt like the little dog was holding me. And it's in these moments that I start to realise how special these connections are. I start to realise the truth of this life, of this journey that we're on. For so many years I spent time wondering why. Why have I had to lose all the people that I've loved in my life? And it's in these moments that I realise I've not lost them at all. In fact, they are probably able, not probably, I know now for a fact that they are able to offer me more support now and more stronger feeling of being held if I'm open to it more of the time now than they were when they were alive. Because as humans, we get caught up, especially as parents, we get caught up in the business of our lives, of providing, of wanting to do the right thing, of wanting to be successful. And we all do it, we're all human, but we're not always there to fully support and hold our loved ones. And what I realized on the beach on Friday was the veil is so thin. This spiritual life that I've been building, this spiritual growth that I'm cultivating, this is life. It's not actually something separate. And so the spiritual life for me is about being connected to life. And being connected to life isn't just being connected to what's matter, what's absolutely in front of us, what appears real. But it's being connected to all the different energetics, all the different auras, the different fields that are only a very small thin veil away. And we can access this by asking for help and asking for guidance. It's energy. It's all energy. But that feeling of knowing that you're fully supported, that's what I want to cultivate now in my life. I want to make this build into a daily practice, into a daily experience. And I know that the experience that I had on Friday is only one of many that I've experience, but I forget. You know, my human side forgets what's actually available to me. I forget just how special and how connected we all are. But as soon as I ask, I ground myself in the beautiful sand, I connected to my heart and I ask for help. It's not a long process, but it felt really special and it felt really significant. And so that day, later on that day, as I went about my day, more and more things kept happening to confirm that this heart was here. So as an example, I was scrolling, as we do, on my Instagram feed as I hold my phone in my left hand, and this beautiful image of a heart appeared. It's like a heart in the clouds. And it was from a person that I follow that I really admire and I really love. And I've shared the image on my mailer so that my mailing list folks, my book tribe, they also can see the image that I've seen. And so what I would like to leave with you for this particular episode, for this particular experience that I had, is how often do you ask for help and for guidance? How close are you to these other realms, to your guides, to your loved ones who've passed? I think in life we're often striving for mentors, for coaches. If you're in the space of personal growth and development, like me, you will have probably lots of different people that you've gone to for support over the years. And I think we forget there's a whole other side of it. Some people might call it our higher wisdom, our higher self, our innate wisdom, sorry, our higher selves. Other people might actually see and feel the connections of loved ones. And so when it shows up for me, what I really get a strong sense of is the person's essence. So when I connect to my mum, for example, I see her smile, not very clearly, it's very faint in my mind's eye. I can see her smile, but I can feel this beautiful golden aura that she had, this real essence of love, of mischievousness. Is that the right phrase, word, mischievousness? And then when I see my dad, it's so different because he was very dark-skinned, very dark hair, he's typically Spanish, from the Costa del Sol. And I can feel his essence, which was also very inviting. He had a beautiful energy too, but it's very different as well. But the interesting experience I had now is when I called up my ancestors, because I've never really felt fully at home in Spain. I've never really felt fully at home in any culture, in any country, which is probably why I travel the world like a stray cat. I guess not feeling fully connected to any culture and not having really deep-rooted familial connections in any country allows me to do so. It allows me to get up and move. And although as I've gotten older, I'm starting to sense a really stronger connection to Scotland and Spain. And a lot of that fear that I talk about and what I read earlier, a lot of the fear is not being good enough to be Spanish. As strange as that sounds, I remember arriving here as a very young girl, five, and then starting school and not being able to speak the language and just wanting to be able to connect and communicate with people. And that was only a short space in time, but there was also a feeling of me being too pale, too light-haired, too different from the people here. I think it's very normal as a child. You want to fit in and look the same and be the same and feel the same. And so when you arrive in a country where you don't speak the language, you don't look like any of your family here, I think that caused a lot of stress for me as a young child. And so my main connection to Spain, my dad, I lost him at such a young age. And because there was so much guilt and shame wrapped up in how he died, I thought that I had somehow caused his death, that it was somehow my fault. Then that stopped me from fully communicating, fully connecting with his family here. And he's got such a beautiful family. We've got a huge family here in Arroyo, who I go and visit, and I'll go and arrange to visit them sometime soon on this trip. But my point is, I talk all the time about being connected to guidance, about being connected to our hearts and being connected to other people. And sadly, often as human beings, what happens to us is that these wounds of the past, these beliefs that were formed when we were a child, these things that caused us some confusion in early years, we build up walls to protect our heart. We build up untruths about ourselves and about the world around us. And what these walls do is they serve to what we think our subconscious mind thinks is protecting us. But what it's doing is it's enclosing us into ourselves. It's stopping these deeper connections. It stops us from seeing the truth. And so the truth of my Spanish visits from now on, and I've still got a few more, I've still got some more work to do to clear those patterns. But I feel at home now. I can feel the emotion building as I'm saying this. But I'm just going to let it go. This trip is what Natalie promised that the trip was going to be. Such a beautiful soul and such deep guidance. And it was a bit too soon. She's always ahead of her time with her guidance. You guys would have experienced that with her interview in episode 2. And yet, she was so true. It was a few months too early, but this time is the time for me to really connect to this land, to connect to the people here, to connect to the beauty, and just to allow myself that connection. Because underneath the shame, underneath the stories that I've been telling myself, I'm half Spanish. I can feel it when I smell the air, when I step off the plane and I can smell the air, when I eat the food, when I hear the language. I feel really deeply connected to being here. Before that connection was pain. Before that connection was actually clouded by pain, and now it's becoming clearer. So what I would invite you to do, as you've listened to this episode today, where are you called to being deeper connected in your life? Is it a person in your family? Is it a person in your life that you know holds a little bit more truth for you? A person in your life that holds something that you've forgotten, that you've misplaced, that your child mind shut out because it felt too hard, too painful to be connected to it? Where can you lean into that pain to release it and let it go? What guidance can you ask for? There'll be different situations and experiences that will come to your mind. And there will be a lot of self-compassion as always required. Maybe spend some time writing it down. Who do you need to be more connected to? What do you need to be more connected to? Is it your joy? Is it your life's purpose? And as we spoke about in the other episode about human design, there's so much beauty, so much energy can be released when we're connected to the things that we should be connected to. And that, dear listener, is why I'm here today talking to you. I finally feel like I get to properly share my experiences of life. I finally realise that the reason why all of these things have happened to me is because I am in a good place to be able to extract the wisdom from these situations, extract the pain, extract the learning. And when I look at my design, how I was designed as a human being, what calls to me, what I love to do, I realize that it all fits perfectly together. All these seemingly random things that I've been involved in my life feel like an accumulation. The way that I describe it, I feel like it's been a big wave that's finally landing into the sea. As the power of that wave and the water lands into the sea, I can feel everything that I've learned, everything that I've experienced, landing, grounding into this moment now, so that I can share my life, my wisdom, so that it connects to you deeper, so that it in some way will light the path for you, and so that in some way it will help you to get more deeply connected to yourself, more deeply connected to your guides, more deeply connected to your heart. And so I just want to end this episode by saying thank you so much for being here. Initially, when I started to talk and record these episodes, I felt like even if there's just one person listening, then it's enough. And I'm so grateful to see there's more than one person listening. And I'm so grateful to receive every single part of the feedback, because then it just confirms to me that this is the right thing to do. And so thank you. Continue to share. Continue to leave your comments with me. Continue to contact me if you've got any questions. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me. If you want to find out more, visit lazaracanton.com or visit me on social media at lazaracanton. Thank you.